Representative Monica de la Cruz introduces bill to reauthorize National Diabetes Prevention Program. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz, Texas 15, has introduced the Diabetes Prevention Program Reauthorization Act of 2024, with bipartisan support from Representative Lou Correa, CA 46. The bill reauthorizes and increases funding for the National Diabetes Prevention Program, DPP, a nationwide partnership of public and private organizations focusing on preventing type 2 diabetes through lifestyle changes. In the U.S., nearly 1 in 3 adults have prediabetes, and the DPP has been shown to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by 58% and by 71% for those over age 60. Our communities understand the very real financial and health consequences of type 2 diabetes. This bill rightfully focuses on expanding access to preventative health care so that more Americans can access the support they need, De La Cruz said. I thank Representative Correa for his support as we continue the fight against diabetes. For many of our neighbors in Orange County and for millions of Americans across the country, the financial and health impacts of type 2 diabetes are very real and incredibly devastating, Correa said. To address this crisis head-on, we must increase access to preventive care so that our brothers and sisters on Main Street have access to the support they need and deserve. This legislation is a necessary step in our fight against type 2 diabetes, and I'm honored to work alongside Representative De La Cruz to keep our communities healthy. YMCA of the USA President and CEO Suzanne McCormick said, YMCA of the USA thanks Representatives De La Cruz and Correa for their efforts to reauthorize and grow the CDC's National Diabetes Prevention Program. The Y worked with Congress to establish the program, and YMCAs across the country were the first organizations to offer the program in a community setting. We have seen firsthand the positive impact it has on the health of those living with prediabetes, and we believe this legislation will help the Y and others make the program more affordable and accessible to those who need it most. The legislation is supported by the Diabetes Advocacy Alliance, letter available here, the Texas State Alliance of YMCAs, letter available here, the American Podiatric Medical Association, the Association of Diabetes Care and Education Specialists, the Black Women's Health Imperative, the Endocrine Society, the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors, Omada Health, and Weight Watchers.